everyone, welcome to Cloud Tech Talks, your go-to cloud podcast from Amdus Technologies. This is Indupriya, back again as your host for today. I'm extremely happy to welcome our guest for today, Arvind Shastri, FinOps Manager, Transport for NSW Australia. He has come here to discuss on a hot topic, maintaining fiscal discipline under economic uncertainty, with focus on cloud FinOps and public sector transportation. So welcome to Cloud Tech Talks, Arvind.
Thank you, Sindhupriya. Thank you for inviting me to the Cloud Tech Talk. I'm really excited about it and excited about the topic as well, which is very interesting and relevant for a lot of our audience. Yeah.
Absolutely, Arvind. So listeners, Arvind Shastri is a FinOps manager, like I said, and he holds 15 plus years of extensive experience in cloud, mobile and analytics. He has been a trusted advisor to leadership with strong expertise in GTM strategies, new business development, sales transformation, financial operations and process improvement, and so on. So Arvind, let's get into the topic. Whenever we talk about cloud FinOps, we look at cost awareness, cost cutting, accountability as end results. But public sector organizations like Transport for NSW that are funded by the taxpayer money and are accountable to the public and the government, their primary goal is to provide services, enforce the regulations and ensure the welfare and safety of citizens rather than to generate profit. So seeing that, as a cloud FinOps manager, what are the primary goals of implementing FinOps in NSW Transport?
Sure. Maybe just to give some more background to government sector in cloud, maybe I'll start with talking about how, you know, the government organizations have, you know, implemented or adopted cloud to begin with. NSW, New South Wales government, comprises of 10 clusters, which includes health, transportation, education, and other disciplines that have adopted cloud. And they have implemented like a public cloud strategy, which encourages all the clusters to start using, you know, public cloud for developing their applications or launching new citizen services on public cloud. And by default, they are responsible for utilizing public cloud first and before using any of their on-premise or private cloud offering to offer these services. The reasons, chief reasons being obviously resiliency, more agility, you know, being able to offer these citizen services rapidly. So that has, I think, been the big driving factor over the last almost 5 to 6 years, where we've seen this kind of strategic shift towards a public cloud. And FinOps in the public sector is kind of relatively new and emerging, and it's primarily being driven on the back of some tighter budgetary constraints. As you know, that we are living in very uncertain times in terms of economic situation, where the Australian government, just to give you some stats, like about 1.6 is incurring like a fiscal deficit of 1.6% of the GDP. Inflation is probably growing beyond at 4%, including and even the price rise. When you look at retail and wholesale price rise, anywhere between for the standard utility offerings or any of the offerings, it will be between say 10 to 15% that we see in the markets. We do see an increased scrutiny in terms of utilizing the taxpayer money more optimally, and as a result, a lot of the budgets, the program budgets allocated to clusters, like transport, are kind of kept static, year on year, just to ensure that, we don't have an overrun. So that, but having seen that, if you look historically, the cloud spends have been growing like around COVID or just immediately after COVID, we're growing somewhere in the 30 to 40% kind of range year on year. So there is clearly a need if you want to flatline that cost base, you need to put some kind of checks and balances. And that's how kind of has been driving a lot of the FinOps practice in government organizations. I think along with that point around the tighter budget constraint, I do see a need for greater visibility and accountability in government organizations. So as you may be aware, that there is like the traditional kind of on-premise or private cloud environments which have been operated by central cloud teams, but with public cloud you have more of the teams at the edge of the organization who are actually beginning to build their own applications, use data platforms, offering their own services, even some of the advanced state-of-the-art services in terms of AI or machine learning services, to the citizens. So we need to kind of democratize, the adoption of cloud. So there is a need for having greater visibility and accountability. And that's again, there's a need for a kind of a central practice which will help build that visibility and accountability in cloud. So that is the second reason. And the third reason being just the need for enhanced, you know, collaboration between IT, finance, engineering. So the basic premise of FinOps is to have that tighter collaboration to generate business value between IT, finance, and engineering. So that's where I think FinOps as an interdisciplinary function plays a very important role to build that collaboration and create like a common sense of understanding and shared understanding of cloud amongst these different functions.
Yeah, well said, Arvind. There are a number of limitations I can understand, like compliance requirements or the budget constraints, as you said. Even the funding cycles, government bodies, they follow this periodic funding cycles. They cannot release it whenever they want to, whenever there is a claim. So the approval processes, they should be a lengthy hierarchy, defined hierarchy, which has to go on step by step. The government cloud market is expected to reach 41.8 billion by 2025, Arvind. So it's nowhere going down. The only option left is to work on optimization. So given that scenario, Arvind, so what are the ideal ways to reduce cloud waste and improving efficiency of cloud spend in public sector organizations?
Sure. Yes, Indubhra. So I can think of three key levers available to reduce the cloud waste and improve the efficiency of cloud. One is to just improve the implement better cost allocation and ensure that the business owners are enabling cost recovery for any cost overruns that happen. So that's where I think the role of a good account structure in cloud and also supplemented with a good tagging policy to ensure that the infrastructure are well tagged so that we have adequate visibility in terms of the applications that are using this infrastructure so that we can allocate that cost to the right cost centers. As you know, government organizations have hundreds of cloud accounts and subscriptions and because they are multi-cloud, and so it's kind of operating across different cloud providers and they have stood up multiple environments, and there are hundreds of cost centers that need to be charged for these for the consumption of cloud as well. So this is, I think, a very critical mechanism that we need to actually help build more accountability of cloud. The second mechanism is the second reason is more about the technical usage optimization. So how do you identify the cloud waste in the cloud environments and identify any inefficient cloud usage? So this is where the low hanging fruits will be to ensure that your non-production environments are not being used outside of business hours or on weekends, having the right amount of checks and balance to ensure that VMs or your storage volumes are oversized, ensure that we resize them so that we don't incur those costs that we on these kind of resources. So, and also to kind of enable that change, we are doing a transport is also to be look at probably setting some kind of an optimization goal in addition to a budgetary goal laid down top down from the treasury. We're also looking at a bottoms-up kind of an optimization goal, which gives an incentive to teams to be able to optimize their own environments and to be able to meet those targets. Those are more soft targets, I would say, to achieve. And, we do measure cost avoidance. We look at the non-production to production spend, a percentage of underutilized VMs, and all of these metrics that we kind of give visibility to help them action these optimization levers. The third way that we reduce cloud waste is to ensure that we have optimal coverage through buying of reserved instances and savings spend. So we perform rate optimization to ensure that at least 80% of our cloud infra spend is covered through these offerings by the cloud providers, where we ensure that we are able to achieve at least 50 to 60% discount by reserving these spends that we incur in cloud environments, which is a large. I think if you look at even across public sector, you will have your compute spend still being probably like 2/3 of the overall spend across containers and compute infrastructure. So that's a great opportunity to just ensure that we do not pay the list price for the spend. And in a transport, we have like quarterly reviews to actually look at how do we optimize these spends by and improve the coverage and utilization of these reserved instances and savings plans.
All right, Arvind. So three levers: improved cost allocation, technical usage optimization, followed by periodic reviews. So it's almost similar to the typical cost optimization practices that every other enterprise is following today. let it be tagging policies or resizing or leveraging on the discounts and reserved instances, call it. So Arvind, it's time for us to close today's episode, but we are not done yet. So let's dive more deeper into the topic in our next episode. Listeners, we'll continue the discussion in part two. Till then, enjoy your cloud journey. And don't forget to write all your cloud challenges to info@theRateOfAmadisGlobal.com. Thank you.